Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're the place you turn to get right into the heart of complex topics, pull out what matters, and, well, get you quickly up to speed.
That's the goal.
Today, we're jumping into something pretty fascinating, digital transformation in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, we're looking at Delhi University in India. They took on this absolutely massive challenge, basically revolutionizing connectivity across their entire campus system.
It's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, the scale, the complexity involved.
Yeah.
It's really a story about using cutting-edge tech to empower learning for, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is the sheer size of the backdrop, you know? India's education sector, it's just booming.
Right.
Projections are hitting, what, $225 billion? And the ed tech part alone, that's expected to cross $10 billion by 2025.
Wow.
So it really shows this huge shift towards digital learning. And this deep dive, well, it shows how Delhi University isn't just keeping up. They're actually setting a benchmark.
And it's a benchmark set within this just enormous context.
Exactly.
Think about it, managing reliable, fast internet for hundreds of thousands of students, faculty, staff.
Yeah.
Not just on two main campuses, but spread across hundreds, literally hundreds of affiliated colleges all over Delhi.
It's staggering.
That's Delhi University. For years, decades even,
yeah,
they had this legacy network. It worked, you know, it was the backbone.
It's the old workhorse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was really struggling to keep pace with today's demands. Imagine trying to learn or teach when your connection is spotty, right?
Yeah, frustrating.
Especially when so much relies on digital access now. Lectures buffering, research downloads crawling. It really held things back.
Precisely. And the challenge wasn't just, let's get faster Wi-Fi. It was much deeper.
Oh, I bet.
This raises an important question. How do you overhaul the entire digital infrastructure of an institution that big without, you know, causing total chaos?
By shutting everything down for months.
Yeah, right. The problems were layered. You needed to support really high bandwidth stuff, digital learning platforms, huge research data transfers.
Massive files, yeah.
Then you have those high density areas, lecture halls crammed with students, busy labs, the student hostels.
Hostels are key. Connectivity has to be solid there.
Absolutely. Constant, reliable, even when everyone's online at night. And layered on top of all that, security. Rock solid security to protect academic data, student info.
Super critical.
And it had to play nice with systems they already use, like G Suite.
Okay, so with hurdles that high, how did they even start? Where do you begin with a puzzle like that?
Well, that's where their approach gets really interesting. They didn't just patch things up.
No quick fixes.
No. They formed this really strong partnership with IO by HFCL and some other tech providers. They went for an innovative enterprise-grade Wi-Fi solution. A total rethink.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the scale of the solution itself is pretty mind-blowing.
It absolutely is. The core, right, was deploying 11,600 of these carrier-grade Wi-Fi 6 access points.
11,600. Wow.
Yeah. And these aren't like your router at home. They're industrial strength, built for massive traffic, thousands of users at once, consistently.
Like infrastructure for a small city, almost.
Pretty much, yeah. And they're smart, too. Wi-Fi 6 brings things like MU-MIMO.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like letting the access point talk to multiple devices simultaneously, not one by one. Much more efficient.
Okay.
And OFDMA. That helps in those crowded lecture halls, dividing the channel so lots of small data packets can go through without collisions.
Ah, makes sense for density.
Exactly. And beamforming, that's cool. The signal kind of focuses directly towards your device. Better range, stronger connection, even through walls.
Nice. So where did all these APs go?
Meticulously planned. 4,200 went into the main north and south campuses.
Okay.
And then another 7,000 were rolled out to 60 affiliated colleges.
Covering the whole network.
Right. And they paid special attention to the hostels, using Wi-Fi 6 APs, specifically designed to get a better signal through walls, ensuring students had that round-the-clock access.
So that's a lot of distributed hardware. What's pulling it all together? How's it managed?
Good question. That's the brain, a cloud-based on-premises controller.
Cloud-based and on-premises. How does that work?
Yeah, it's clever. It gives them centralized management, one interface to see and control everything, all campuses, all colleges.
Okay, simplifies things massively for IT.
Hugely. But it also has local processing power right there on campus. That keeps latency down, so data moves fast where it needs to. Best of both worlds, really.
Smart. And what about the security aspect you mentioned earlier? With so many users and devices.
paramount. They built in wireless intrusion prevention systems, WIPS, and detection systems.
WIPS and WI.
Right. Think of them like 247 digital security guards. They're constantly scanning, looking for threats, unauthorized devices trying to connect.
They don't just flag them?
No, they actively block and mitigate threats in real time before damage can be done.
Okay, proactive. Good.
Very. And another key piece was integrating smoothly with G Suite, which the university relies on heavily. They used SAML, Security Assertion Markup Language.
Right, for a single sign-on SSO.
Exactly. So students, faculty, one login, gets them securely into their email, Google Drive, everything. No juggling multiple passwords. Much smoother, much more secure.
Makes life easier and safer.
Definitely. And it was a full ecosystem approach. They worked with partners for the switching infrastructure and implemented advanced authentication and authorization, AAA, with Network Access Control, or NAC.
Okay, more acronyms.
Yeah.
AAA and NAC.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, it means building a really strong perimeter. Every single device, every single user trying to get on the network is thoroughly checked and managed, real end-to-end security.
So incredible planning, huge deployment, sophisticated tech. The big question then is, what did it all achieve? So what does this all mean for Delhi University, for the students, the faculty?
The outcomes are genuinely transformative. And it's not just numbers, though the numbers are impressive.
Okay, give us some numbers.
Well, first, standardized, high-quality connectivity across all campuses and colleges. A level playing field.
Consistency, yeah.
That alone led to a 60%, 6-0 increase in how much students and faculty use digital resources.
60%. That's huge. That changes how teaching and learning actually happen.
Absolutely. Think virtual labs, HD video collaboration, stuff that just wasn't reliable before. Security-wise, that WIPS-wide system, an 85% reduction in network security incidents.
85, right.
Yes, it works. And for poor IT folks, centralized management cut network-related support tickets by 70%.
70% less troubleshooting. They must have loved that.
I imagine so. Frees them up for more strategic work,
yeah.
And then single sign-on. Massively reduced problems with logins and authentication.
Just smoother sailing for everyone.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
There was a testimonial from the university saying this whole network has, and I quote, revolutionized how our institution delivers education.
Revolutionized. Strong word.
Yeah, enabling innovative teaching methodologies and research activities that were previously impossible. So it really puts Delhi University right at the forefront of educational innovation in India.
This whole deep dive, it really drives home a key lesson, doesn't it? It's not just about buying new tech.
Yeah.
It's about a strategic, comprehensive approach. How that kind of investment can genuinely transform an entire educational ecosystem.
Exactly.
Delhi University didn't just get faster Wi-Fi. They built a foundation. They're now leaders in smart campus infrastructure, really enabling their core academic mission for the future.
And that, I think, is the powerful takeaway here. It's almost a blueprint, isn't it?
How so?
Well, think about how this model, comprehensive, secure, scalable, focusing on user experience and management, could inspire other large, complex organizations. Not just universities, but maybe hospitals, large corporate campuses.
Any big distributed organization, really.
Right. It shows it's possible to build this future-ready digital foundation. It's about empowering people, removing those friction points, whether it's for learning, research, or just getting work done more efficiently.
A fascinating case study.
It really is. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of digital roadblocks, maybe on a smaller scale, could you remove in your own environment to unlock potential? Something to consider.